Good morning, everybody. Happy Monday. Welcome on into today's Sprinklers Now Community Spotlight. It's Monday, so we get to highlight our retail and CPG-focused community, and we've got Grace Sharkey here from The Stockout to do so. Grace, we got lots of numbers to talk on this Monday morning, which normally would confuse me, but rumor has it that you've got it. I'm going to let you take charge.
Yeah, well, I remember having math as your first class. That was always a fun time, right? Well, today's the day, audience, that we get to start off with some numbers for y'all. And I think this is going to be interesting, especially, of course, for what we cover in The Stockout. We're looking into retail sales numbers from March. Now, this is actually, I want to give a little bit of background on this. We're pulling this information from the National Retail Federation, which they actually use credit card and debit card data to figure out exactly where that spending is happening, or in some cases, we'll go over here in a second, not happening. Whereas the federal government, of course, just uses federal data that they have. So I just want to kind of put that out there if you're hearing just a tad bit different numbers from other reports you might be getting. But I will say year over year for March so far is up. That's good news. And it is up as well month over month from February. We're seeing about 2.92% of an increase. Now, overall, month over month, we're at 0.23%. And this is taking out any type of sales in regards to buying vehicles, spending on gasoline, and also restaurants. So we're really focusing on kind of the retail purchases here in particular. So keep that in mind as well when we're going over these numbers. So overall Q1 growth as we wrapped up that first quarter is about 2.65% year over year as well. That is including vehicles, gasoline, and restaurants. If we take that out, we're looking actually a little bit more at 3.12%. So clearly those three in particular brought that number down. So it's interesting to see a little bit more retail spending in certain areas than others that we've traditionally look at too when we go through these numbers.
So Grace, this begs the question, because we're still seeing consumers struggle with high prices and inflation and being very, very cautious. Begs the question, we're seeing these increases still month over month, year over year. Is the rate of increase going down though? Are we seeing, the fact that it's still growing, but the rate at which consumers are spending and the rate of that growth is contracting?
The rate is for sure going down. Interesting is looking into like different categories, you get a better idea of where people are really watching their pockets and where they're spending a little bit more personally in regards to, like, for instance, their health. We saw an increase year over year of 4.5% in health and personal care. We also saw increase in grocery and beverage at 3.38%, where, for example, if we look at more of clothing, building, gardening, furniture, those are all down. Clothing is down about 2%. Buildings and gardening, home, kind of the home fixer upper area, that's down 3.97% year over year for the month. And furniture and home furniture, that's even more down, 5.2%. And then electronics and appliances at 5.9% year over year. So I think what's interesting is to see, the consumer is being a little bit more intelligent about the extra purchases that they're making. An interesting number in particular, too, though, is online sales, e-commerce purchases. That's up 15.47% year over year. So it looks like, of course, we're not going to the stores directly. We're focusing on our overall health, a little bit more of groceries and general merchandise focuses as well. And then, of course, being the holiday that it is, or the time that it is, we're looking at sporting goods as well, going up about 8.3%. But I think clearly we're all coming out of wintertime, not surprised by the sporting goods numbers.
So do we think that these numbers are pointing to some confidence that consumers have heading into these warmer months? And should that instill any hope or any optimism in any of the freight space? Or do we think that it's still a little bit too disconnected and disjointed to make those connections just yet?
That's a good question, especially looking over this and realizing, like, if we want to talk about freight first in general, right? Like, the areas of home furnishing, electronics, clothing, even general merchandise, month over month is only up 0.13%. Like, I think we're showcasing a lot of that freight that we'd see over the road more is not being purchased as much. There are, of course, categories that are doing better than others, but generally all of those items, right, would be moving around the country at this point much more than clearly we're seeing if they're all down in numbers. I think a big problem when we look at the consumer, though, is that savings are continuing to dwindle, and we're continuing to see, of course, issues with borrowing rates, high cost of living. Now, a positive is that wages are starting to go up, but I don't think they're going up to the point where clearly the average consumer is saying, hey, let's focus on some big ticket purchases. And so they're being a little bit more value focused, right? Especially going to the grocery store over like going to restaurants and being a little bit smarter about where their dollar is going. That I think that showcases that there's confidence in the future, kind of what, if you looked at, of course, the article Craig Fuller put out, right? Like, we see kind of an end coming, that light, you could say, at the end of the tunnel, but we realize it's going to be a little bit farther out than we had hoped for this year. So, again, it's not too exciting, but it is good to see that at least the consumers, just like our carriers out there and many players in the supply chain space, are really watching their dollars and being considerate about every move that they're making in their household as well as their businesses.
So, Grace, we are right in the midst of tax season. Last week was, of course, tax day. If you haven't done it and filed for an extension yet, I'm sorry, you're kind of out of luck. If you go to social media and check out TikTok, you would be under this impression that, like, oh my God, everybody owes the government money this year. But if you look at the data, that's actually not quite the case. We're seeing bigger average refunds this year than we have in the past. How is that kind of playing into this role right now? And should we expect to see maybe even a bigger bump in consumer spending April to May because of that?
I wouldn't bet on it. And I'll tell you why. Well, the increase over the last year is only about $150. So the average tax refund last year was a little over $3,000. This year, it's a very close to about $3,200. Now, you have to consider, I think that we're seeing a lot of delinquencies in credit card payments. So I would hope, again, hope that the consumer is being responsible and making sure that they're keeping up with that. But again, it is a very, very small increase, just like we're seeing, yes, increases in retail spending, but very, very small. So I don't think that we're going to see people going out there and making, again, these huge purchases. I would hope that people are kind of looking at their debt again, right? It's like, just like you'd run a company at this time, like, how long is that runway? And I think the same thing we're seeing in household is, okay, where can I put this money? Where can I try to save? Even though we're seeing it dwindle, if I'm going to get this check from the government, well, where can I put this or apply this to make sure that we can weather the storm for the rest of 24?
You ask a lot, the average American consumer, I will tell you that for sure.
Yeah. Hey, you know what? I'm surprised to see so many positive areas even with these numbers. So, but I'll tell you what, you can rely on the American consumer to spend their money somewhere. And if anything, that's these numbers are proving that too.
Hey, that second leg of the Taylor Swift tour is coming up fairly soon. So you know that'll boost the economy just a little bit per girl math. Grace, talk about the show coming up later on today. Who are we expecting? Is it just you and Mike? What you guys talking about?
It's just me and Mike shooting the stock out. That could have went bad right there. But we're going to have a good time going over some of these numbers, a lot of retail news as well. Check out some of our recent episodes. We did another wonderful Lunchable deep dive. And guess what? They're not healthy for you. So you can check out that past episode. And of course, this new episode today as well on YouTube, anywhere you listen to podcasts. But most importantly, join the community. Go to freightwaves.com, click on newsletters. Our newsletters are right there at the top middle. Click that, join the community, and you'll get a nice discount code for our event in June as well in Atlanta for the future of supply chain.
Grace Sharkey and Mike Badendistel, dashing children's hopes and childhood memories, one stockout episode at a time. Thanks for joining us, Grace, this morning. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Kaylee.